This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And this is Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb from Cocteau, Texas.
And we are talking about a very timely and topical issue, which is criticism and being critics. And this is following on Joni's much commented upon blog post from yesterday about how she was feeling about the shelter magazines. Not, you know, there's fewer and fewer shelter magazines, so one would think that they would be showcasing better and better properties because there's not as many magazines to cover these properties, and how she didn't really think one magazine had done that in a particular photo spread, and it elicited tons of comments and tons of commentary. So we thought it was a great moment to address that issue of, are, when we're bloggers, are we also critics? And how do we feel when we put ourselves in the critic role?
And is it fair for us, or is it fair for a blogger to have their own thought, you know, their own opinion,
right,
about something?
An opinion that may not necessarily be positive. Because we always put out our opinions, but it's to be popular opinion. It's not necessarily critical.
But I think a lot of it has to do with how you present it. Because there are some people who write blogs, authors out there of blogs, who I think the way they write it can sometimes be the thing that the offender, the voice that they take, you know? I mean, there are some blogs out there that are really funny that kind of call it like it is and say, hey, this is what my blog's about, so take it or leave it, and this is what I think. And they seem to be able to get away with a lot more because they just predicate it right out the chute.
Well, I do think funny, if you're truly funny, you can get away with a lot more than if you're just kind of, this stinks, move along, you know, kind of thing. But Joni, how are you feeling? You did your post and it sort of came out of, bubbled up out of just a momentary need to...
Well, I'll just, in case people didn't read it or whatever, I just was happening to be looking at a magazine that I'd seen and had, it was a picture of a house that had gotten a lot of positive blogger press, and I looked at the living room and I saw things that I had never really seen in the room, and I was just kind of shocked by how ugly it was, and I just wanted to share it, and I didn't really think about the consequences politically, but I did stop myself and I didn't print the name of the magazine, nor did I print the name of the interior designer because of Google alert. You know, I wasn't out to be snarky. I didn't do it to be mean. I really wanted to discuss, like, is this the best they had to offer us, the magazine, this month? And was it me? I was really questioning, am I wrong here? Or does anyone think this is ugly too?
Well, I think that's the difference. So you presented it like, hey, am I crazy or is this kind of weird? Where you, instead of presenting it as a big know-it-all, and you're telling that this is not the way you would do it if you were on the magazine. You didn't come from that place.
Well, I did say some of that.
Your voice was sort of, it was conversational.
No,
it was questioning.
Because you know what? I've been hurt by comments about my work a lot, and I understand that. And I didn't want to hurt this designer personally. It was more about, you know, why would the magazine do this? Is this ugly or is this design, edgy design? You know, that really was what the question was.
You know, I think there's that fine line of like, what is art? What is good design? And, you know, there are certainly very classical, you can check things, you know, proportion and balance.
I got over 160 comments, and I don't think I got but one comment that was positive. And this was a room that had gotten positive blogger press. But I think once you really looked at it and got over the art wall and the pretty Brunswick and Fee fabric on the sofa and looked at everything else in the room, people were kind of surprised at how bad it really was.
Well, I think that, you know, and I think your article actually, there were two prongs there, and one of them was aiming at the shelter magazines of, is this the best we can do? And two was at the bloggers, and I honestly didn't see, I actually don't know, I never saw the room. I missed the magazine and I missed any of the blog posts. You know, why did, we've all seen it with other things where every blogger jumps on a story and you see the same picture everywhere. It, you know, there was sort of a little bit of the indictment of the herd mentality that we've all many of us have fallen into, myself included, and then kind of walked away from.
The funniest thing is I went back and Googled my name because I knew I had commented on that living room positively. And I did find like two or three places where I had said, oh, this is so pretty. But I had never really looked at it. And I said that in my post, that I too had commented positively about the room, but had never really studied it. But as the day went on, I just started feeling worse about having done it. Having written it.
Oh, the long.
But you know what, though? But I think that it's important to question these things. I mean, it is important. And I think it's important that the magazines and editors hear that maybe what their readers are really thinking. You don't get better as a magazine if you don't take those things into consideration. They're human. There could be a mess. You know, there really could. And I think it's difficult when you have so many people sitting at the table when you're going to press and you've been working on this so long to be able to see really what you have there. And I think it's really valuable when it's done in the way that you presented it.
Well, someone left me a comment and they said, you know, you always say you hate negative comments about your work and here you are, you know, doing it to someone else. And you know what? You're right. I don't know. There was a part of me, to be honest, that was like, who does she think she is? You know,
I think I kind of disagree though. It was presented in a way that it was your opinion and you left it open for correct me if I'm wrong. You know, you had that sort of underlying message. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't get this. I don't understand why this is magazine worthy with these two weird tables. What is that? I don't get it. You know?
Yeah.
You were humble. It wasn't, you were.
I was very careful the way I wrote it. Of course, Megan, I'm not going to just, you know, write something without thinking, but I didn't question the mantelscape. I knew that was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
you were very definitive in your view on that. And that's fine.
Was
yeah.
Design 101. Now, the two coffee tables, the root table, and I mean, I was like, what am I missing here? Tell me.
So just, you know, in talking about criticism, how are you feeling now with the issue of, you know, when we as designers and have blogs post, if we do, our own work? And then, and there's been other bloggers who've posted like pictures of their own homes and then come on under huge criticism. And some of the criticism is just plain mean and some of it is actually constructive criticism. But then is that fair? You know, is it because it makes it into a big glossy magazine, is it more open to open criticism versus our...
Okay, well, let me just say, when I posted some work, you know, recently and I got some very negative comments, I was more like, you know what, people email me because my clients are reading this and they love their house and they love the work I did for them. So just email me your complaints. Don't do it on my blog.
I would just turn off your comments if it's someone's home because, you know, magazines put it out there in their people's homes, but they don't have an open court for people to express how they feel about it.
Well, that's not true, Megan. They do now. I mean, they have their own blogs. And
oh,
they
that's
have,
true. They do.
And they have Facebooks, and they have letters to the editors, and I know that...
It is getting more and more.
You know, so...
Yeah, but that's all monitored. That's all moderated.
Well, it is,
the letters
but,
to the editor,
but I still
and
see,
probably on their blogs, too.
Well, probably, but, you know, they also know that we're all out here making comments. So I think you're absolutely right. When it's your own client, you don't want to, like, set your own client up to be even remotely offended.
You know what, the truth is, I was kind of shocked at the I think this was, besides the ASID post, I think that this was the most commented I've ever had. I was shocked at the amount of comments that I got on this. I was really, really shocked.
Why do you think?
I don't know. Why? I mean,
Do we think that? Because I do think, you know, for anyone who's been to design school, one of the things you learn in design school is how to take criticism. And I think when you look at the blogs, and then I've really seen it obviously in blog comments about the reality television design shows, when they start getting criticized for their work and everybody gets, oh, you can't say that about so-and-so. And it's like, you know what? People get critiqued all the time. If you go to design school, you learn what a wall crit is. You've had to put your design up on a wall and for your whole class to rip apart the
process. Generally not done in a mean-spirited way.
And it's not, and it shouldn't be. And it shouldn't be done in a mean-spirited way. It's strictly helping you get better.
I don't think yours was mean-spirited, John.
No, I don't think it was either. I think there was a frustration.
I mean, it wasn't terribly mean, but it was this woman's home, and she loves it. And
we all supposed to be going along agreeing because a magazine has positioned themselves to be the arbiter of all things good taste.
Why do we think it got such a positive reaction? I mean, I think it's actually really fascinating. It got an immediate positive reaction, but yet
I think because there was one picture of the sofa against the art wall, and you didn't notice the two coffee tables, and it was an attractive picture. But when you looked at the other parts of the room, it just fell apart. And I think that's what happened. I think it was the fabric of the sofa was so beautiful, you know?
Yeah, that was beautiful fabric.
I think it really highlights the fact that there was a lot in all of those pictures that was beautiful. Beautiful products, beautiful furniture, individually.
Was it bad styling? I mean, maybe was that the issue in this room? I mean, maybe this isn't how the person lives all the time with these two.
Well, I'm really of the opinion, and Joni and I think we disagree with this, that I think that it was overstyled. But I think just in general, sort of keeping this very general, not totally on this one design, is just sort of all of us need to develop. I mean, Joni, you've got, when you really focus on something, you've got this amazing laser-like focus that I'm jealous of, because I really flip through magazines way too fast and don't focus on anything. And, or I take it in, but it kind
of... But let me tell you, I've had that magazine for 3 months. I just happened to open it and look at it, and
the way you looked at that was a really, truly educated, critical way of looking at it. And I think most of us don't do that. And I think that that's, you know, maybe where all those comments came from, was people saying, oh my God, you're right. You know, I didn't look at this. And a lot of those people may have commented, like you said you did, when it was on other blogs, and, oh, isn't that pretty? Because we're so surface in this, and I'm completely guilty of doing this myself. I surface look at things and think, oh, isn't that pretty, and sort of tuck it away, but I don't study it. And I think it was a great example of where studying something and then applying the critical eye is of great value, that we all should be, whether it's the magazine editors or the bloggers or design writers, really need to, you know, maybe focus on
that. But isn't that, but see, I think that might be one of the differences, Linda. Really, if you're going to have a beef with something, the educated comment or the critique makes much more sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Linda?
Yes.
Have you ever posted something that you regretted posting that you wanted to pull? Megan, you think of something too.
I have, and it was because I opted out for something that was humoring me at the time, and really when I went back to think about it wasn't very nice, and yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed that I did it, and I wish I hadn't.
Megan, I remember you did a post about Domino the Tartan.
Yeah, was that Domino? That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
the one I'm talking about.
I remember I liked that picture. You hated it.
I just, none of it made sense to me. It made no sense. I get tartan. I get it. I'd use it in the right settings. But here you had these mauve walls. You had this kind of this vignette going on in the shelves with seashells and all this sort of light. And you had these sort of gray purple walls, very pale. And then you have this bright tartan Scottish Campbell plaid next to, you know, a Lindsay plaid. You had all these crazy plaids. I didn't get it. I did not get it. And I made fun of it, and I regret doing it because it wasn't nice.
You know what I remember about that? Estee Lament liked it.
Well, he liked the wall color.
He liked the tartan.
I thought he said something about the wall color, too. You know, he's so polite, and so, you know, he didn't make me feel bad about it. I heard him, and he said it in a very polite, you know, gentlemanly way, as he always does. But I just do, because now I've sort of taken this turn that I don't really want to be mean. I don't think that my blog needs to be that blog. And then the other one I did was on a room that Kelly Wurstler did, you know, that just
ugh, it just looked like a stinky cigarette filled.
You were right.
It looked like it smelled. And that was the first thing I looked down and went, this room looks like it smells like stale cigarette smoke and Giorgio, old Giorgio perfume.
It was her guest house, wasn't it?
No, it was a room she did for Domino. And I think what bothered me about it was that it felt like she just, they called her and said, can you submit something? And she did something. It felt, and I'm sure it wasn't, but it felt like it was just quick and
That was for her new fabric line, yeah.
Well, was that the Movi kind of retro 70s?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think, that was just awful.
I just think she could have done better. Yeah. And it was kind of one of those things where I was sort of like, God, I mean, if you're going to put out and put the effort forth, my opinion was that, I mean, I really felt that was, see, most people agreed with me. I think two people said something about how they kind of liked it and they, you know, or they did like it. And one person said, you know, that I was being snide and.
Linda.
Oh,
that's up.
Well, I was embarrassed that I had done, jumped on the bandwagon with the Drew Barrymore Bread and Domino when they sent out they covered Blogland with their press on the thing, and I got, you know, swoony over the fact that a magazine knew I existed. So me and everybody else are not, you know, a lot of other people posted, and you know, I had no critical, I mean, I like Drew Barrymore, that's why I posted it, you know, and I didn't really, it was pretty enough, but I didn't really do it in a critical manner. And when Terry Sapienza of, I think we've talked about this, Terry Sapienza of the Washington Post did it in her blog watch about, well, here are all the people doing the same thing.
Your regret isn't because you sort of stuck your foot in your mouth or you felt like you...
Well, I feel like I should have done better. I should have not just said, oh, cool, I'm, you know, being paid attention to, so I'm going to post it. Because I did a follow-up post saying, when do we become shills for the magazine?
Yeah.
And so I was embarrassed that I wasn't more critical, although in general I've sort of felt with my blog that I don't put products on that I don't like. Like, I don't specifically criticize things, although I have criticized things. I did criticize Carly Wurstler's new bedding and textiles because I just thought it was crappy looking, and I said so. And I don't regret that because I had reasons to think, you know, I just...
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm with you too. See, now I'm sitting here thinking, but sometimes I'm sort of talking out of both sides of my mouth because sometimes I think, why not? Call it if it looks like crap and it's cheap, you know? We shouldn't all just be sitting there jumping up and down, clapping our hands, going, oh my God, this is so great.
Well, I do think, and I'd like to think that as long as where your viewpoint comes from is a true place, and you may not, you meaning any of us, we may not always say the most flattering things about something, but if it comes from a truly heartfelt place, the person who's at the receiving end of it, I mean, we may not have to expect them to learn anything from it, but they probably are, they're professionals and they can take it, and they may or may not learn something from it, but at least they're probably going to respect us for the thought that went into it. Because they've thought all the same things. I mean, you can't tell me that anyone who works for one of the magazines hasn't looked at another spread or looked at things that have been pitched to them and said, oh, God, that's nasty.
And you know what? It's like when I did do that back to that tartan post and asked the lament commented, his comment was a critique of my posting. He did it in a way that made me, my feelings were hurt. I went, okay. I considered what he said. I didn't agree in the end, but I considered it because of the way he said it.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote to Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. Thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate all of your comments and emails. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com. Or you can download our podcast from iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. Thanks again, and we'll be back soon.